Moses Samuel Elikana, a school officer in Yabongo Primary in Yambia Town, says dropouts at his school are lower because of cash transfers by Girls Education South Sudan, an initiative from the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, which is managed by partners like BBC Media Action and Window Trust International.
One of the factors is actually the pronouncement of free education. It has motivated girls to stay in school, especially in public school in which where I teach. The other contributing factor is also we have this school feeding program has made girls to stay in school. That has really motivated especially girls to stay in the class. And the other one is also they have cash payment. So the policy this year was only girls in the class will be paid. Those who were dropped up will not be able to be paid. And this has actually helped girls to stay in the class because as they stay in the class, the aim was also they will gain something at the end of the time.
Owachigeo Daniel is the head teacher of Francophone Secondary School in Yambe Town. He says last year the dropout rate in his school was high compared to this year's rate.
In our school, according to the statistic we are having, last year the dropout rate was high compared to the one of this year because we normally engage the learners to understand themselves better, and this year we also registered dropout, but it is less compared to the one of last year. As a lady, if you're educated, even if you have your family, still you'll not be a dependent. You'll be a responsible woman who can also take care of the family as well.
Cheko Susan, a mother of five who lives in Yambe Town, says she has seen a good number of girls pursue their education.
I think they have get knowledge on all the issues happening. Very many ladies have not conceived this year. There is a drop of girl child marriage compared to those years. Why I'm saying there is a drop, I have been moving around in the market and at the school as well. Things has changed really. Though the issue of the increment in school fees due to the crisis that we all know, the economic crisis, but at least most of ladies has given themselves to struggle for themselves, not only depending on their parents.
Grace Apollo Musa, the State Minister for General Education and Instruction in Western Equatoria, says girls have taken education seriously this year.
In primary school, we have seen the enrollment this year is increasing, not decreasing. We have good number of learners who sat for the examination of primary 8. Girls were 2,046 who sat this year. The increment of this year is about 759, which is better than the one of last year. We do not register the dropout of this year, like girls dropping from schools.
Apollo says 905 girls are writing their senior 4 examinations across Western Equatoria State this year, which she says is a big improvement compared to last year. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Yambia, Western Equatoria State.